Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Afalma DK with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, March 19th. Texas is allowed to enforce its controversial immigration law for now. The U.S. Supreme Court had blocked the law from taking effect and put an indefinite hold on it on Monday. But today, the court gave the law the green light, while the Biden administration, two immigration advocacy groups, and El Paso County appealed. The law allows state officials to arrest and detain people they suspect of entering the country illegally. The court's liberals dissented from the order. Here's former Immigration and Customs Enforcement Acting Director under President Barack Obama, John Sandweg.
How Texas is going to implement this is going to be challenging at best. How they're going to quickly mesh, you know, their practices in terms of arresting perceived undocumented immigrants with the Border Patrol's efforts and the overall, you know, federal government's efforts will be very difficult to implement. And then I think the final thing here is, boy, I'm going to expect some copycat legislation to be popping up in other states very quickly.
The White House says it, quote, fundamentally disagrees with the SCOTUS decision, adding that it'll, quote, sow chaos and confusion at the southern border. Two top generals who oversaw the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021 testified to Congress today. Both retired General Mark Milley, former Joint Chiefs Chairman, and retired General Kenneth F. McKenzie, former commander of U.S. Central Command, blamed the State Department for not ordering an evacuation of U.S. citizens sooner.
It is my assessment that that decision came too late.
Milley has previously spoken about mistakes made during the withdrawal, including the failure to predict the quick collapse of the Afghan government and military.
Well, this is personal to me, and I will do everything in my power to ensure that these families and all of our veterans and families know the truth and have the answers.
The Republican chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Representative Michael McCaul, repeatedly criticized the Biden administration for the chaotic withdrawal, noting the Abbey Gate bombing that killed 13 U.S. service members. Democrats ripped the hearing as a political show used to attack the Biden administration. The Israeli military says it's continuing a new raid on Gaza's largest hospital, where thousands of people are sheltering. The military claimed that, quote, senior Hamas terrorists were using the facility to, quote, conduct and promote terrorist activity, but CNN cannot independently verify these allegations. In other international news, the State Department says nearly 1,000 Americans in Haiti have reached out to the U.S. government. The Caribbean nation is struggling with rampant gang violence, political instability, and a humanitarian crisis. A Florida-based nonprofit working to rescue Americans says many are stranded, and more than 100 have asked for help getting out. Zillow stock has dropped nearly 13% since news broke last week of the 6% commission for realtors, ending if a judge approves the antitrust settlement. That's a sign that investors fear the housing industry could be in for a major shakeup, changing everything from how much Americans pay to buy and sell homes, to the income of those in the industry, and even the technology supporting it all. What's clear is that the industry is at an inflection point, which could be good news for buyers. They've been faced with the challenges of average interest rates fluctuating between 6 and 7%, give or take, for about a year, while housing supply has been scarce. But new U.S. data shows new home construction surged last month by over 10% compared to the month before, so buyers could see more options hit the market sooner and bring the prices of homes down. Coming up, another Trader Joe's recall. Hey, welcome back. Trader Joe's is recalling certain cashews in 16 states. The grocery store chain says they may be contaminated with salmonella, though no illnesses have been reported yet. The recall affects 4 lots of the 50% less salt-roasted and salted whole cashews, with best-before dates ranging from February to March 2025. Customers are advised to throw out the cashews or return them to Trader Joe's for a full refund. This comes on the heels of the company recalling 61,000 pounds of the chicken soup dumplings. That's all for now. And if you're looking for a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturdays for 5 Good Things. Available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.